Jetson. His boy Elroy. Darling to me. Jane is right.
I've never been more depressed in my life. Mr. Spacely, what in the universe is wrong?
Everything. My wife decided to redecorate our house.
So?
She let my mother-in-law do the redecorating.
Oh.
You can't imagine what it's been like, Jetson. She threw out all of my favorite old furniture.
There, Mr. Spacely. It'll be all right.
No, never. I hate the new furniture. I hate my own house. It's become unlivable.
So that's why you've been sleeping in the office.
You've got to help me, Jetson. Not only has my mother-in-law ruined my home, but she's decided to stay on for a while. Oh, life just isn't worth a plugged neutron to me now.
Calm down, sir. I have an idea. Why don't you try softening Mrs. Spacely and her mother up? Buy them some expensive gifts. Maybe they'll agree to unredecorate the house.
Brilliant idea, Jetson. Take tomorrow off. With pay.
Thank you, sir. That's very generous. And I'll be just as generous with Mrs. Spacely and her mother.
Oh, I will. Let's see. A Martian mink coat for my little Petunia. A lunar lynx for Mrs. Meltdown.
That's the spirit, sir. The sky is the limit.
Absolutely. I'll kill him with kindness. You're responsible for going out and buying all these gifts, Jetson.
Me, sir?
Well, it was your idea. Here's my Bank Andromeda card. See that everything's delivered personally by tomorrow afternoon. And about that day off, Jetson.
Yes, sir.
Forget it.
I'm home, everybody.
Better get all the rest you can now, Mr. J. Your grandfather is coming to visit.
Grandpa Jetson, what's the occasion?
I invited him, George. He sounded a little down on the visiphone.
Grandpa Jetson, down? He's more up than a solar satellite after liftoff.
I think maybe he's just starting to show his age, dear. You know, slowing down a little.
Hello, everybody. Astro, my pup. Good to see you. Georgie, Janie.
Hello, Grandpa.
Elroy, my boy. Come on, Harmony. Let's find my darling Judy.
Slowing down, huh?
Ah, what a vision of loveliness.
Oh, hi, Great-Grandpa. Bye, Great-Grandpa. I'm going to be totally late for my day.
Not if I'm driving. Where to, little lady?
Gee, I'm sorry, Great-Grandpa, but my boyfriend's picking me up. I hope you're not upset.
No, sirree. I'll just take Astro here for a little walk. Come on, boy. Step lively, me pup. Can't you walk any faster than that? Breakfast, everybody. Real down-to-earth flapjacks like my granddad used to make.
Grandpa, why isn't Rosie making us breakfast?
Because Grandpa Jay was kind enough to give me the day off. See you tonight, folks.
Don't worry, Janie. I'll take care of everything.
We can find better things for you to do than that, Grandpa. Can't we, dear?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a small errand to run.
No problem, Georgie. Just tell me all about it. Never cared much for shopping. But when it's another fella's money, I reckon maybe I'll change my mind. Yes, sirree, that Martian mink looks mighty pretty, but so does that lunar lynx. I'll take them both.
Excellent choice, sir. I'll ring them up. Can I show you anything else?
Just a half a dozen of these here fancy galactic gowns.
Hey, that old timer is really charging up a solar storm. Maybe we can relieve him of some of that high-class merchandise. I think we should arrange to meet this guy, Nova.
Just leave it to me, Tycho.
Yep, reckon this fills the bill. Be seeing ya.
Come back soon, Mr. Bailey.
These new anti-grav gloves not only hold up, they stay up over 5 times longer.
Oh, dear.
Looks like the hand's still quicker than the eye, hey, miss?
Thanks. My name's Nova. Nova Neutron.
Charmed. Love to chat. But I gotta get... Don't sweat it, kid. We'll follow him, find out where he lives, then clean his place out.
Hailing this old skyhopper will be a cinch.
A cinch, huh? You're losing it.
Hang on, that geriatric jet jockey won't give me the slipstream. Okay, Hotshot, pull it over. This isn't the Borealis 500, you know. Let's see the license.
Delivery for Mrs. Spacely.
Delivery's in the rear, young man.
Golly, I never knew Mr. Spacely had such a lovely wife.
I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
But please, come in. No, sorry, no mistake. You got eyes that glow like a Saturnian sunrise. Don't tell me this must be your sister. She's got the same Martian pink in her cheeks, Mrs. Spacely. Yes,
no, she's Mrs. Spacely, and I'm her mother, Mrs. Meltdown.
But who are you, and what are those packages?
Montague Jetson at your service, ladies, bearing gifts for Mr. Spacely. And why not? With 2 visions of loveliness under the same roof.
Would you care for tea, Montague?
Well, I should be getting back to my Georgie. If you insist. Sure, why not? Here we are, Spacely's rocket. I hope Georgie's in.
What did I tell you? He can enlist his home address, but he can't enlist his business.
Here's your boss's credit card, Georgie.
Thanks, Grandpa. Any problems?
No, sorry. Went like cosmic clockwork. Catch you later, my boy.
Oh, excuse me.
No harm done, girlie, but you ought to be a mite more careful. Hey, haven't I bumped into you before?
What a coincidence! You're the nice gentleman from Spacey's. I'm Nova, remember?
I never forget a pretty face, Nova. And you can call me Montague. What's the hurry?
Well, I was trying to catch the matinee at the Starburst Theater, but I'll never make it in the matinee.
Cheer up, little lady. There's plenty of time. Hop in.
Take my word for it, Mr. Spacely. When your wife and mother-in-law see those gifts, they'll be putty in your hands.
Well, I hope you're right, Jetson.
Cosmo, something wonderful has happened.
What did I tell you, sir?
Oh, I'm so glad you like the gifts, dear.
Forget the gifts. Where's Jetson?
Right here, Mrs. Spacely. But it was all your husband's idea.
Not that, Jetson. The charming older gentleman. I believe his name is Montague.
Grandpa?
I don't get it.
Cosmo, I want you to invite Grandpa Jetson to dinner. Mother is simply crazy about him.
If you say so, dear. You get the picture, Jetson? If your grandfather starts dating Mrs. Meltdown, it'll keep her out of the house and off my back. Then maybe she'll move out, and I can move back in.
Gee, I don't know, Mr. Spacely. My grandpa's awful particular about his friends.
Oh, I'll make you vice president, George. Just see he shows up for dinner tonight. We'll go to the classiest place in town. Just you and your wife. And then invite your grandfather along. Oh, I'll pay for everything. Well, what do you say?
What time do we eat?
I haven't laughed so hard in my years. Thanks for letting me come along, Nova.
Thank you for the planetary popcorn, Montague.
Oh, heck, that's nothing. I'd like to take you to dinner. That is, if you're not busy.
Well.
That's the spirit, Nova. I know just the spot. Food's out of this world.
And now for the dessert. Our famous cosmic crepe Suzette for 5.
It should have been 6.
I was so hoping Montague could join us.
Jetson, Where is that grandfather of yours?
I wish I knew, sir.
That's the old thing. That's the old spirit.
Grandpa!
Hiya, Jenny. Why ain't you dancing? Come on in. The music's fine.
Hello. I'm Nova.
I see you've met my dream girl. Ain't she out of this universe?
Grandpa, why don't you come over to our table?
There's someone who wants to see you.
I can't right now, Georgie. I'm too busy.
Isn't that my Montague with that young girl?
It certainly is. Come, Mother. We're leaving.
I did my best, Mr. Spacely. But like I told you, my grandfather does his own thing.
You and that supercharged senior citizen are ruining my only chance to get my house back.
Does that mean you're not making me a vice president?
You won't even have a job, Jetson, unless your grandfather shows up at the picnic tomorrow.
Picnic? What picnic?
The one I just thought of. 12 noon at Asteroid Park. I'll bring Mrs. Meltdown. You invite Grandpa, and this time, don't blow it!
How about another tuna sandwich, folks?
No, thanks. Isn't Montague coming to our picnic?
I'm losing my appetite, Cosmo.
And I'm losing my patience, Jetson. Where is that grandfather of yours?
He said he'd be here. Maybe he forgot the address.
Yoo-hoo! Hello, down below!
Oh, no.
You see, Georgie, I didn't forget your picnic. Wave to the folks, Nova. Whee!
It's Montague. Oh, and he's with that girl again.
There, Mother. This is all your fault, Cosmo. You promised Montague would be with my mother. We're going home.
Thanks to you, Jetson, I'll never get my old home back. And you're out of a job!
You sure picked a swanky address. Too bad you don't really live here.
I wanted Montague to think I have money.
Maybe you will, if you ever manage to get his home address.
That's the spirit! You're right on time!
For you, Nova, my girl.
Ultraviolet! Oh, Montague, you should have.
Gee, Dad, have you seen Grandpa? I want to show him my new solar scanner. It can overhear conversations up to 5 miles away.
Oh, I wish I knew where your great-grandfather was, Elroy.
Now remember, Nova, my sweetheart. Lunch tomorrow at Tail of the Comet.
Dad, that sounds like great-grandpa.
No, sounds like trouble.
I'll be there at 12 o'clock.
Ain't you forgetting something, dearie?
Oh, Montague.
Ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding, ding-ding, dee-da-da-dum-dum, dee-dee-dee.
Hold it, Grandpa. We need to talk.
Not now, Georgie. Can't you see? I'm in love.
In love? With that teenager?
Yes, sir. And tomorrow at lunch, I'm going to propose to her.
He's in love and I'm ruined.
You can't interfere with your grandfather's happiness, George. Mr. Spacely will just have to accept that.
I can't accept it. I know all about these tootsies like Nova who prey on older men. Well, I'm not going to rest until I find out who this Nova is, where she comes from, and what she's after. I'm here to see Nova Neutron.
Hold it, Buster. That name does not compute. There is no Nova Neutron in residence at the Cosmic Arms.
I knew it. That girlfriend of Grandpa's is as phony as her address. Jumping Jupiter! That was Nova, but that wasn't Grandpa. That makes her a two-timing phony.
You must be getting soft on the old guy. Should have wormed his address out of him by now.
He said he'd tell me everything at lunch today.
Well, I'm going to find out for myself. We waited long enough to take that old guy for everything he's got.
Why, that galactic gold digger. Jane, let me talk to Grandpa quick.
I'm glad you called here. He's with Mr. Spacely, straightening things up.
The Tootsie's after Grandpa. Airlock stuck in jet suit. But I'm not letting her out of my sight.
Slow down, Tycho.
Oh, I wouldn't want you to miss your lunch date with Mr. Wonderful.
Okay, Buster, where's the fire? Officer, this is an emergency.
Sure, sure. Another jealous husband. These things cause more trouble.
I'm glad you understand my problem, Grandpa Judson.
Call me Montague. I don't usually make house calls, but I'm doing this for Georgie's sake.
And mine. Please, Montague, let my mother-in-law down easy.
Don't worry, Sonny. I'll be my most charming guest. And that's pretty darn charming.
Payday!
Forget lunch at that scrap heap, Nova. From now on, it's steaks at the Ritz. I found out where the old guy lives. You can blast off now.
No, I can't just stand Montague up. I've got to break it off gently.
Yeah, I knew you were soft on the old jet jockey. Well, suit yourself. I'm going to round up a few of the boys to make the heist.
Oh, Montague, it's beautiful.
Belong to my wife, rest her soul, and your eyes kind of sparkle the same way.
Oh, you're such a dear, but please listen. There's something I have to tell you.
Grandpa, please listen. There's something I've got to tell you. She was first.
You see?
But, Grandpa. Now, Georgie, you know it's rude to interrupt.
You see, I really can't accept your ring, Montague.
Of course she can't, because she's already got a boyfriend.
Yes, I already have a boyfriend, but that's not why.
No, it's because he's a crook and so are you.
Now look what you've done, Georgie. You've upset my finance.
No, he's right. I am a crook, and I don't deserve to be Mrs. Montague Spacely.
You certainly don't. Spacely?
Montague Spacely? The name's Jetson, ma'am. Montague Jetson.
Then I saw you in the department store charging all those gifts.
Oh, my. I was just using Mr. Spacely's credit card as a favor for Georgie.
Looks like you've got the wrong pigeon, Tootsie. Now you won't get my grandfather's pension.
It's not your pension Tycho wants to rob. It's your house.
My house? I got an apartment.
No, the house he followed you to this morning.
Mr. Spacely's house? Oh, no. I've got to warn him right away.
Here, Mama, let me give you a hand with that suitcase. Oh, that little visit with Grandpa Jetson has done you a world of good.
Better believe it, honey. There's got to be a galaxy full of mature men like him, and by Jupiter, I'm going to find one.
Well, Mother, this Solar Senior Singles cruise seems like a perfect place to start.
I've made all the reservations, dear. And now make sure your mother doesn't miss her ship.
We're on our way. Mother's so excited, Combo.
Bye-bye.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
What? Who's going to rob my house?
It's a long story, sir. I thought you should call your wife before I call the police.
Don't do anything hasty, George. We'll handle this ourselves.
Hey, what's the problem? I thought you guys could open anything with those laser lock picks.
They must have improved these things while we were doing time in San Quentin.
Your laser-proof gate has them boiled, sir.
That's what I was afraid of. I'm glad we got here in time.
Nice work! I knew you weren't that rusty.
Now what? Solar steel security shutters. This could take hours.
I can't wait that long.
By Jupiter! We're in the money now!
But, sir, I don't get it.
I hope they get it. All of it.
Don't that beat all? I guess when you're rich, you don't mind fellas robbing your house.
Hey, drop those furs!
Why, you soulless snitch! We could have gotten away with it if you hadn't squealed for the old guy.
You can still get away with it. Here's $100. Just leave the furs and get that other junk out of here before my wife gets back.
But this furniture is worth a fortune.
Not to me, it isn't. You're one in a million, Grandpa Jetson. Thanks for sending my mother-in-law packing and these crooks to finish the job.
Don't mention it, Sonny. I haven't had this much fun in light years.
Let's get out of here before they change their minds and press charges. Come on, Nova, hop in.
Forget it, Tycho. I've had enough of your shady schemes of pie-in-the-sky scams. I'm going straight from now on.
Yeah, you flipped your orbit, too. Goodbye and good riddance.
Maybe I was a bit hasty, Miss Neutron. I won't stand in the way of you two getting married.
Married? Your grandfather is awfully sweet, Mr. Jetson, but he's in hyperdrive, and I can only manage Mach 2.
And you're a nice enough girl, Nova, sweetie, but a mite laid back for my taste. Not enough jet juice. And now, what was it you wanted to tell me at lunch, Georgie?
I just wanted to find out your plans for tonight. I thought we might have a nice, quiet grandfather and grandson dinner. Just the two of us.
Why didn't you say so? I know just the place.
Oh, I said a nice quiet dinner, Grandpa.
Hang on to your jet dog, Georgie. That first dip is a spine snapper.
Wee-hee-hee-hee! Woo-hoo! Yee-haw!